Tell me about your memories of the scouting movement at Crowe Dundle Beck.
I think one of the main memories is it being a wonderful time for the boys to play together and learn so much in a beautiful area. And the river being there, the beck being there, was just an absolute bonus. It meant they could do all sorts of things that children like to do. And the scoutmaster was very good at organising activities relating to the beck. They did all sorts of amazing things. Yeah.
So tell me who he was and what your connection was with him and your sons.
Okay, the Arcala was Barry Bryan. He was a maths teacher. He'd studied maths at Oxford, I think, but he was teaching at Holt Whistle. And for years and years, he was in charge of the scouts that were based at Headsnook Village Hall. I knew him first through Hayton Church, where he was a regular member and eventually a church warden. And he worked with the boys, mainly 7 to 11-year-olds. The younger ones were involved in something different that led on to the European Scout movement, which he was part of. And the younger boys were 5 to 7-year-olds, and they were allowed to go to Otters, which was a sort of a precursor of going to Wolf Cubs when they went to junior years. So yeah, he was a good friend of mine from when I moved to Hayton in 1992. Until he died, which is only a year ago. And for most of that time, he will have been involved with the European Scout movement.
And the period that you remember was him taking groups of scouts away to Acorn Bank for perhaps a long weekend, yes?
Yeah, that was one of the things that I remember. He took the scouts all over the place. There'd probably be about 3 trips away during the course of a year, usually a couple of shortish ones, of which the Acorn Bank one was just a couple of nights camp, and then perhaps a 4-day camp somewhere, maybe southern Scotland, maybe a bit further afield. But really the bread and butter of what he did was every week having meetings, and there would be a lot of outdoor activities, usually based at Headsnook and going walking from there, and also going walking in sort of around Appleby. I remember them going up to Dufton near Appleby and doing lots of walks and cycles and all over the place, really, mostly outdoor. But of course, for the boys, the going away and doing the camping at places like Acorn Bank was just amazing.
So let's just focus on Acorn Bank and Crowe Dundle Beck. What was that like as a location for them?
Well, it was just idyllic. We were very, very lucky with the weather the time that I was with them. It was glorious. I think it was probably the end of May, beginning of June, and it was just the most perfect weather. And they could just run about, have larks, fun, eat outside all the time. It was just great and perfectly exciting and the most amazing natural setting for them to explore. And of course, he took them on walks and nature trails from probably along Crowe Dundle Beck and around and about Acorn Bank while they were there. So it served as an amazing base. He'd been wanting to go there for a long time, but I think due to the ownership of Acorn Bank at the time, it had been difficult to get hold of the right people to get permission to do it. And he was absolutely delighted when he told me that we were finally going to go there, and he was very excited about it. He said it's the most perfect spot, and it certainly was.
What sort of things did they do in the water?
Well, there was the normal swimming and paddling and larking about, because they were only young boys, 7 to 11-year-olds. But there were things like he would set them activities. They did all sorts of sort of craft building with twigs and all sorts of things, and sending things down the river and seeing how far things would travel, all sorts of things like that. Just general boy stuff, really, or children's stuff. And they thoroughly enjoyed it, yeah.
And they were possibly getting badges as well for various different kinds of
Yeah, activities. Yes, they were. They would get badges, not particularly for swimming in the Beck, but it would be things that on the camp, it would be things like possibly cooking. They probably cooked a meal while they were there. I think it was the breakfast, actually, that they were cooking. It would be on stoves, not a fire, but on camping stoves. But they did do sausage sizzles in the evenings. That was always a mainstay of it. And of course, it's Acorn Bank, and weather being so perfect, it was just amazing. And I have got a picture of the fire and then sat around it, and they really enjoyed it. And other things on the water, I'm just trying to think. It was looking for things. It was being explorers. It was looking at nature, just being there and in the moment, and being together with other boys that were friends that they'd been going to probably Cubs with for months or maybe years, and having that sense of community and doing things together. And it was very much a caring organisation, talking to the boys about a sense of belonging and a sense of responsibility and caring for others.
You mentioned the photograph. Let's just have a look at one of those photographs, and you can describe for the recording what's going on there.
Well, I think this photograph that we're looking at, we've got three tents and boys sitting around a small campfire. And in my recollection, I think this was early evening after they'd had some dinner, and they were sitting around chatting, talking. As I say, the weather was glorious. So I know after I left that evening, they will have sat out a long time and done a sausage sizzle for supper and things like, and hot chocolate and things like that. But here they were just talking, I think, going through what the activities had been in the day, talking about what they were going to do the next day, and just generally hanging out, as they would call it now. I don't think they called it that then in the 90s, but yeah, it was just sat around on camp chairs, sat around the fire, chatting and talking with other boys and some of the adults that were helping on the camp, including our Kayla, and I think a couple of dads I can see in the picture here as well, and I was there too.
And there's one of the boys in the river that I was looking at earlier. What's going on there?
Well, I think the river was, to be honest, the real attraction for Barry, because it meant that they could swim safely. And where I'm looking at the picture now, I can see my own son swimming in the river there. It was actually my mum that took these pictures. She must have come with me. And so it was obviously deep enough to do some swimming. And they were, I know that there were probably two or three at least sessions over the couple of days in the river. I'm sure they went swimming every day and paddling and pottering about around the riverbank. And here they just seem to be just enjoying the sunshine, the river, pottering in and out. And I think we've got one of Barry Bryan sitting there making just, he never used to go in the river, but he always was always there in case of emergencies. And I can see him watching them here and them having a fabulous time.
What do you think it gave those boys, those just tiny weekends, you know, just a short time, but what do you think it gave them?
I think first and foremost, it gave them a real appreciation of doing things outside and doing things outdoors and the tremendous enjoyment that could be gained from it. When we look back now at the time that the boys, the time that these things were happening, the electronic games were just beginning to come in, and handheld games, Game Boys, things like that, were all just coming in when my boys were growing up in the early 90s. And this was a little bit later on in the 90s. But a lot of focus was on these electronic games and things. And to do something like this that took them out and about all the time in the fresh air and doing things, I think it made them really appreciate the how enjoyable it was to get out and do things, certainly together rather than sitting on their own doing something. I think that was probably one of the main things. I think The other thing was having some adults around that also appreciated it and who also had a lot more experience of the outdoors and going places and doing things, obviously through to having a much greater age. And Barry himself, who was the Arkaler, was very well travelled and he used to go everywhere on a bike or walk usually, although he did have a car. And he'd travelled all over the world and gone for cycling holidays in Hungary and various places. And so obviously he had a wealth of knowledge and things to pass on. And just the fact that he'd been and done those things during his life. And obviously he would be about in 50s going on 60. And when he used to do those, probably 30, 40 years before, travel wasn't quite so easy. And I think it gave the boys a real sense of their ability to be able to go and do things and encourage them. And also he encouraged them to be themselves and get on well with each other and enjoy nature.
It's that sense of community that you mentioned is really important to an activity like that.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think that was one of his major reasons for being involved in the European Scouts, that he felt that having a group of boys together who had experiences walking, cycling, camping, eating together, making things together, and being quite productive, fostered a great deal of companionship and understanding of others. Which, to be honest, is so important for later life as they're growing up. And so I think they had one of the best starts they could possibly have had under his guidance, really. And his guidance in actual finding these places to go was just second to none. I mean, I went with him to lots of places on days out and things like that. And as I say, his excitement at having found, knowing about Acorn Bank and having researched it, realised it was just the ideal place for this sort of activity to take place, was great. I mean, you know, it was all down to him, really.
And what was your job in relation to these short camps at Acorn Bank?
Well, I was a general helper with the Wolf Cubs, which was the name that covered this age group of 7 to 11 year olds in the European Scout movement. And really, on this particular camp, I was just really the cook. So I wasn't there for the whole weekend. I went down on each of the 2 days. And the first day, I took some dinner down and obviously we served that and what have you, and left them all sorts of things to cook for breakfast. And I think that was I think they were going to do one of the cooking badges for that, to produce a breakfast and work together, etc., to do all the associated chores and things. So I did that, and then I went home to bed. But they all camped with some of the dads, I think, and then I went back the next day and took the stuff for the next day for them. So really, I was just the cook, but it was just a delight to be able to be part of it and see how much good it was doing.